Luke chapter 16. And he said also to the disciples, There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and this one was accused to him of squandering his possessions. And he called him and said to him, What is this I hear concerning you? Render the account of your stewardship, for you can no longer be steward. And the steward said within himself, What shall I do, because my master is taking the stewardship away from me? I am not strong enough to dig. I am ashamed to beg. I know what I will do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may receive me into their own houses. And when he had called to him each one of his master's debtors, he said to the first, How much do you owe my master? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said to him, Take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then to another he said, And you, how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. He said to him, Take your bill and write 80. And the master praised the unrighteous steward because he had acted prudently. For the sons of this age are more prudent in their dealings with their own generation than the sons of light. And I say to you, make friends for yourselves by means of the mammon of unrighteousness, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal tabernacles. He who is faithful in the least is faithful also in much, and he who is unrighteous in the least is unrighteous also in much. If, therefore, you have not become faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will entrust to you what is true? And if you have not become faithful in that which belongs to another, who will give to you that which is your own? No household servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And the Pharisees, being lovers of money, heard all these things and were sneering at him. And he said to them, You are those who justify yourselves in the sight of men, but God knows your hearts. For that which is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. From that time the kingdom of God is proclaimed as the gospel, and everyone forces his way into it. But it is easier for heaven and earth to pass away than for one seraph of the law to fail. Everyone who divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery. And he who marries a woman who is divorced from her husband commits adultery. Now there was a certain rich man, and he clothed himself in purple and fine linen, making merry every day in splendor. And a certain beggar named Lazarus was laid at his gate, covered with sores, and longing to be satisfied with the things falling from the rich man's table. Moreover, even the dogs came and licked his sores. And the beggar died, and he was carried away by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham from afar, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he called out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in anguish in this flame. But Abraham said, Child, remember that in your lifetime you fully received your good things, and Lazarus likewise bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all these things, between us and you a great chasm is fixed, so that those wanting to pass from here to you cannot, neither from there to us may any cross over. And he said, Then I ask you, Father, to send him to the house of my father, for I have five brothers, so that he may solemnly testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. But he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone risen from the dead would go to them, they will repent. But he said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone rises from the dead.